The fire season came early to Wyoming this year. Usually Wyoming doesn't see its biggest fires until late July, but already there have been 10 fires that have burned over 265,000 acres of land. Wet weather and the efforts of thousands of firefighters have contained the larger blazes. So what happens after a fire? Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhorov reports.
When the firefighters leave, the BEAR team gets to work.
It's B-A-E-R, stands for Burned Area Emergency Response.
That's Forest Service spokesman Larry Sandoval, who used to participate on BEAR teams as a soil scientist. A BEAR team consists of a group of scientists that could include a hydrologist, archaeologist, botanist, rangeland management specialist, and a wildlife biologist. They work together to figure out how much havoc a fire wreaked. The team looks at whether people or property are in danger from mudslides, erosion, or flash floods. They also look to see if archaeological sites are exposed, if the soil is sterilized by the heat, or if invasive species threaten to take over the cleared landscape.
And then to be able to take immediate actions as warranted to manage unacceptable risks to those resources.
At the Squirrel Creek Fire west of Laramie, the smell of burn is still fresh, but the BEAR team has already completed its analysis of the charred landscape. They're required to finish within 7 days of a fire's containment. All around the land is black, the inky remnants of vegetation at times creeping up to the road and lucky untouched houses. Bare trees stick out like toothpicks on the ridge to the north. Sandoval gets down on his knees with a shovel to show what the soil scientists look for.
So you really, first of all, get down below kind of that initial duff and organic layer, getting into the mineral soil.
He picks up a clump of soil, squeezes some water droplets onto the dirt, and watches the water get absorbed. He's checking to see if the heat has made the soil water repellent.
If you get a really severe burn area where that true water repellency, that hydrophobicity, has been created by the burn, it'll just stay beaded up just like water on a waxed car.
Sandoval then scoops some soil near the bony remains of a bush from a patch of ground covered in white ash where the fire burned hotter and longer. The droplets sit on the surface this time. This is important because if water is not absorbed by soil on a large scale, it can't support vegetation and can cause floods.
The soil scientists and the hydrologists go across the landscape and kind of test that theory in terms of whether or not it burned hot enough and severe enough to cause a problem.
And the botanist and rangeland specialist will look at the potential for the spread of invasive species of plants.
Through that process, they would be assessing, okay, what's the potential for spread with those species? What sorts of treatments can we use to implement out here to mitigate that spread?
Sometimes the recommendation is as simple as monitoring the area. However, if a fire burned hotter or more severely, the BEAR team can prescribe more proactive responses.
Those are situations where the BEAR team would get in and assess, okay, are there opportunities here to do some things with the soil, break up that water repellent layer, add some organic amendments to kind of rebuild the soil, put some seed in there to get things on their way to being reestablished. And so that's part of the process as well.
At the Squirrel Creek Fire, the BEAR team found that burn wasn't so bad, and the only thing foresters have to worry about is invasive species. They recommended spraying herbicides and planting some native species to outcompete the undesirable plants. But already, not 2 weeks after containment, little green blades of grass poke through the black ground left by the Squirrel Creek Fire.
So is this kind of a best-case scenario for recovery?
I would say so. I think what I've seen and what I've heard is that, not only this, but some of the other fires we've had, things look pretty favorable as far as fires go.
Still, there's the rest of the fire season to worry about and what the BEAR team might find when they're called to inspect future blazes. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Irina Zhorov.